Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Lakota Oyate Hour. We're waiting for Chinupa to come on air. I'm going to hold for a few minutes here and wait for him to call in.
Can you hear me? Can I get here again?
Holding for Chinupa. Chinupa's number.
Maybe I have to.
Chinupa gloa money mecha o khachula timawa hiu taki na wana taku I wongla ka kile mila haska tsowa khin ha la khoti of the collection si on ki apikte ho apetu kile chante o aste to na ho khana ko ta na ka ki wo pela ka ki chi chi api cho wana le wo ki kile chi chi apikte ho wo che ki kile chi chi o le helo ओ छुंका शिलो आखा छुंका किछी मने टंपे तो किले छते वास्ते ओ खचला तिमो हिउ ता कौन ता को वास्ते इ मुंगला कोखे यु खंपे तो किले लीलो ओता वि छोख न कि खापिले यु शना पि एस हेना एच यु शना पि केना वो के हेना यु शन वि चाक ता कोमनी वास्लो किले न सुता ओइस कोके न वनी छे छंपे तो किले हो आ छै कि लीलो ओता ता को इ वोगला कब छी पि हेना वोला खोते छे क्योंकि न जिपि What can you know? We change a lana, we are now, we know Salana, Hena Echa, Hahoho Yapi, Kilena Echa, Kuniapi. You can't watch you get Wakaki, Hokata, Kiletako, Oscar, Sikle, Ulako Tapi, no lako, Tipia, Hetus, and Azimokino, Sikle, Woki, Kiopi. So Woki, Leon Kichapi Hunters, are commonly Tako, or stay on Kiopi. Kakia topo ona le ya chi ya to ye no o kia pi le o kishna la vola ko te chek yo ki na di si o he chi se o ki o ko ko la ko ki ho me ka ki good evening and to the listening audience that are tuned in to the Lakota Oyate Hours. The Lakota Oyate Hours is a show vested upon our indigenous rights, freedom, and independence. And we've shared this understanding to a majority of you because the things that go on in the Indian country have always been overlooked at the hands of the way the white man's government been treating us from day one. And so no matter what the circumstance is, people, we need to start believing in ourselves, believing in our way of life, believing that we are still a matriarchal people using our freedom to implement the independence that was gifted to us from the Great Mystery. Today, our people are losing sight of that. And overall, until our understanding becomes prevalent enough to understand the norms that go on in Indian country, then and only then can we look at the future to prevent destruction and different type of understandings that will hurt our people in a long way to come. Because a lot of times people say this, oh, I stand for elders, I stand for children, when in fact they never did. And if they did do it, they would be inviting them to radio shows and all these other things that go on in Indian country. Sad but true. The truthful intent that we talk about these things is to determine one thing, the characteristics that go on in Indian country. Many, many years ago, people, my grandfathers and my grandmothers, they used to talk about two important things. They talked about the freedoms of what our people were facing in the years to come. And so one little outline I remember back in the late, 2012. And since we're in 2023, that's almost 11 years ago. But just for food for the thought, and this thought that I'm asking this process to be heard, is to look at what type of understandings we face in Indian country. See, the spiritual awakening has returned back in 2013. That's almost 10 years ago. 2013, our elders were talking about their realistic know-how of why our people were being misled. And so certain people that were talking about different, problematic, instructions and intuitions that go on in Indian country, they forgot one thing. They forgot that we are a praying people, and most of all, we follow matrilineal lineage. People don't like hearing that, but it's the truth. You see, when the Great Mystery sent the Buffalo Nation down here, and they lived in the earth, okay, the Buffalo Nation decided to use its ability to characterize the two-legged. And so we are one with them. When we pray, Wakhantanka, we say, Wakhantanka kichi manet. Wakhantanka is the big holy. Kichi manetu is the man that made land and all of the things that come with it, the abundance of animals, trees, grass, weeds, water. Kichi manetu. Those are the terms our people are forgetting. But nonetheless, we have to look at what is the respective virtue of how our ancestors did it. When the Buffalo people brought us out of the earth, they brought us to give us that freedom. And that freedom is yours, people. And what came with that freedom was the independence of being left alone. You see, today in the year 2023, we are forgetting to understand those nature's dynamics between the balances of good and bad, let alone evil. But the hard part is, excuse me, to you to make these decisions more accountable, to hold your own matrilineal lineage, exceptional so other people and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren can pick it up. Today we're telling our kids to sit in a circle for a few minutes and then we tell them to move on. That's not Wolakota. That sure in the hell ain't mother lineage by being matrilineal. Those are the things we forget. And when you look at the Sacred Seven Sister Bands, the Okalala, the Sichanku, the Honkpapa, the Ohinupa, the Sihasapa, the Minichosu, and the Ikazutila, the seven sister bands. Remember, four of those nations lived together up there across the Sharon River. and the rest of us three are spread out. And these are the things that a lot of people forget. But overall, it's a matrilineal lineage. Because if it wasn't for our women, none of us men would be on these radio shows talking that understanding today. As I said in our language, to give you the update of reality and have that municipal understanding to view what we're going to talk about, the show is yours, people. For a majority that are going to call in, and maybe they're already calling in, this is your show to express your intention, your feeling, and please let your bully pulpit out. Quit hiding it in a corner and letting it build cobwebs around it. Nah. If you have something in your heart that's dear and is positive and truthful information, believe in it and make it be heard. So, Oyakas, there's some callers out there. Introduce yourselves and what number you're calling from, and welcome to your show, the Lakota Oyate Hours. Welcome.
Hello, this is Tyra Smart from Duck Valley.
Hey, welcome, Tyra. Come on in. Begin where you want to.
Well, I have a lot of concerns from my tribe. This barely happened about 3 months ago, but it's escalated very quickly, and it's involved a lot of agencies that are funded by the government, and these people are not doing their jobs. They're actually enabling my abuser. I have had no power and no water for 2 months. I'm having health problems. I've had a heart monitor, and I'm having digestive issues. So there are a lot of concerns, and I addressed these things to my tribe. I've sent emails. I've pleaded with them to help me, to get me assistance for showers or something for my children. And we have animals as well. So the animals have no water either. So we've been driving 21 miles to get water from my business to the home. And housing has trespassed twice already, pretending that they have a warrant, and they don't have a warrant. There's a lot more, and there's just a lot. Domestic violence won't help me because they're all related to my abuser. It's all a conflict of interest, and nobody's listening to me. I don't know if it's because I'm a woman. I don't know, but I support myself. I'm self-sufficient, and I'm trying to show that to my people. I try to provide jobs. I try to help my people, but nobody's helping me.
Is that all the latest info you have?
It's just getting dangerous. The community, the family members. I've been finding bullet casings. I reported it to the police, everything. I report everything. I document everything. I take pictures. I have evidence of everything. I don't have anything to hide or lie about. I just have everything, and nobody's listening to me.
You know, people, this is Chinupa stepping up on this young lady's behalf to give her a voice to express what's going on in Indian country. Especially up there in the Nevada and Idaho borderline where Duck Valley is. Duck Valley was home to John Trudell, the late John Trudell, and his wife, Twyline, and lived up there. And, you know, because of his voice being so rapidly intoned to the way America practices and perfects colonial policies to neutralize human rights, John Trudell and them burnt the American flag on the steps in Washington, D.C. And so they firebombed his family's house in actual retaliation during when the American Indian and many other groups, the United Native Americans, the Black Panthers, and the Brown Berets, even them damn Ku Klux Klans, were implementing this change pertaining to protect white think, white sympathy, and white philosophical standards. Okay, white racism, privilege. This is what's going on today again in Indian country. So you heard from a young lady looking for resources and help to expose what's going on to her living conditions. And those living conditions is the way she doesn't have rights to water. Her animals are suffering, her children, her family. All of this sounds prevalent enough to understand that tribal government or utilizing that dictatorship. Utilizing that dictatorship to neutralize human rights. And so what does that tell in Indian country? It tells us that a majority of our people not really gave up and stood to the necessities of what's going on in Indian country. So what I mean by that is to give you all that benefit of a doubt. So that benefit of a doubt is to expose what's happening in Indian country. And you just heard it from a young lady up there in Duck Valley about what's going on with her and her household and her family. It's very difficult for us to understand these natures, you know, criteria of what goes on. Does that sound familiar and similar? Yes, it does. When these movements were created, it was to justify and expose the corruption in said cities and towns that had a large population of indigenous people living in them, and how our people, the indigenous people, were being mistreated at the hands of the state, the federal, the local, county, and reservation systems. Okay? Those systems are governments taking on those municipalities to go against you because you're voicing your concern. And when you voice your concern, this is how they label you as being an instigator and somebody just out of the ordinary. When in fact, none of that is true. None of that is true. I say that in an opening because, look, white America has always practiced and perfected colonial policy to neutralize your God-given human rights, to force you into believing like them. There are white people, bad and good in every race, whether the color is red, white, black, or yellow. Okay, people? So many people of color today in the year 2023 are exposing the downfall of how these white people are constantly condescending their ferocity to neutralize your free speech, your behavior. The white man reduced us to this level, people, and yet you guys are doing nothing to cry out and express what this need, the need of this young lady is talking about. People in Duck Valley, people all over Wyoming, the Ethatee Reservation, the Lame Deer Reservation of our Cheyenne and Arapaho people, they're going through these criteria, yet alone here in the Pioneer Indian Reservation. We face these necessities to hold the things accountable because it's us struggling to remain free. And the sad thing about all of it is we're not the ones taking this appropriate measure and action to hold the system accountable. A month ago in the town of Rapid City, South Dakota, there was a treaty summit. Treaty summit, okay? Not a treaty gathering. A summit. And they described it to be this, because all of these half-breeds, mixed bloods, crossed with the Anglo blood, white, okay? And if that sounds threatening and it ridicules you people that are half-breed, accept it, okay? Because you're allowing the white philosophical standards of that white blood to beat the Indian blood up, okay? That's what's happening. I say that because I'm a half-breed, okay? And I include myself as being a half-breed. But I'm not a half-breed. I don't have white blood. What I have is Mexica blood from Mexico, okay? And my language from Mexico is called Nahuatl, which I still speak today at the age of 65. That's the problem with Indian country today. We have been so assimilated, cultivated, okay? We've been whitewashed with all of these philosophical standards that belong to white people. We think and act like white people, but we don't know how to be indigenous anymore. It is you people that are failing that because you use the English language to describe what's important. Why, yeah, that's not the way it's supposed to work in our country called Turtle Island. Nilakhotapi. Wawas ake luhapi. Sam peto wazi to han wia ish wichasa iwogla kinkte kile na actions inkte. Chanak izi hunta taku kaslina kakpi iyankte net chokata kya wawak hankile ichachinkte. But you people, you constantly keep playing the fucking white man's game. And that's what he likes. No, we have just been measured with the unit drip. And all you people listen, whether you're council people or not, listen. The unit drip has specific language listed in it, okay? And it's called human rights. What we can do in the process of holding the system accountable. I've said this on countless amounts of shows. Asking people to stand with me because Chinupa cannot do it alone. I can't do it alone. I need your help to calculate and record and bring all this information to light so we can take the system down. Many other peoples are doing that. Okay? Now hear me correctly now. Listen carefully. My grandpa said this many years ago. Many years ago, now he's gone. He said, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of that forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. Does that make sense? Is that a philosophical standard? Yes, it is. And that's what they've done to us. So they herded us onto these reservations. And they're still killing us. They're still killing us. The Akron of Means specifies that we are a prominent people with dignity and honor. That's how we believed in those standards of living. But goddamn, when you allow the system to break the net of necessity by not holding them accountable, we become part of the elite machine that's operated by a damn machine. It's no longer done on paper. And so when the machine controls your brain, people, that's all you know. You think you're going to get some way by going to do it, to create some kind of avenue out here through a machine. Bullshit, you got a mouth. That word of communication comes from your heart's body. That's what generates the ability of serving purposes, and that purpose is our women and our children. And those elders come with that. Okay, now hold on now. I'm going to turn this back to all of you. All of you need to really understand, what is it that you want? What is it? Because there's only two things that can happen in order for you to want this thing. And 10 to 1, you're not going to be able to answer it. So now, people, you heard the sorrow and the pain of this young lady. And Chinupa's willing to work on that part to get this information out there because I'm working on this template to complete this complaint against the Duck Valley people up there, tribal administration. So now people that are calling in, come on, jump in wherever you want. But put your energy to what this young lady's going through. Back to you all. Come on in. It's your show. Come on, people. Oyate, how many other callers do we got on the line?
I'm still here.
Oyate!
I turn my mic back on. There's three other callers online.
Put them on. Come on, callers. Don't just stand there. Come on, step up. You got an issue in the voice? Let's hear it.
Okay, yeah. You know, if these other callers want to come on, I just want to mention that the show's going on Facebook, you know, after the show is over with. It's going to be posted on Facebook. So if you have something to say, then it's going to go out farther than this radio show.
Tribal judge needs to be issued to address.
Come on in. Anywhere you want to begin, go right ahead.
All the mics are open.
If all the mics are open, people, say something. Come on in. If you have anything else you want to add on, go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to address the judge that is here, the corruption of the judge and the police. Not all police, but some. But there's a lot of people that have issues too, so I'm going to get them rounded up as well. But the judge, I asked him to recuse himself. He will not recuse himself. I had plenty of reasons to have him remove himself because he is friends with my abuser. He refused to take himself off, and he's setting up hearings, and he's not even listening to me. He's not answering any of my injunctions, and he's making hearings for my ex's whatever he wants to do. So my abuser has his hands in housing, domestic violence. The judge, police officer Brown, housing employees, which are his friends, and then DV are his relatives, his aunt and his cousins. So nobody will help me. And I'm a client. I'm a client of all these programs. I have four no contact orders that have not been approved. Even with all the evidence, I've been robbed. I've been burglarized. I've been burglarized at my place of business. There's so much that has happened. I feel I'm in danger. I am in danger. just want a fair trial. And I want to be supported by my tribe. But I whenever I would leave to go do my business, I self-vibrate. I go out there with honor. And I go out there supporting my tribe, you know? And they've never supported me. I've been here 5 years. They won't even acknowledge me.
For the listeners, who are you speaking of, the tribal government there in Duck Valley?
Yes, the Duck Valley Tribal Council. I asked them for help with loans, like business loans. So I'm totally self-sufficient. I have been. And I tried to reach out for help for this emergency situation and still nothing. I've got so many emails, so many photos, so much evidence, and still nothing. And now housing's trying to override the court, and so that way they can just get me out of the house. So I am looking at being homeless right now. I'm fighting for my life, you guys.
Okay, I'll make sure that gets commented on the broadcast comment section.
Overall, Oyata, is there any more callers coming on, man, that want to contribute to what this young lady is going through? Last time they told me that, oh, man, they couldn't get on, and they're on, but then nobody sees it. Nobody on the computer. I mean, this is what I'm told all the time. Then when we get callers like her coming on, those are stout with all this information, it's almost like, hey, you know, the virtues, and everyone knows tonight's the night. Everyone knows, because I put it out there amongst people. And if it goes out on Facebook, come on, you Indians. Come on. I mean, you guys are always wanting to promote the truth. You want to promote justice. You want to promote those guarantees. So there is no reoccurrences of negativity in what this young lady's talking about. Come on, people. Come on. Man, that's why I can't stand this stuff. When we talk about this stuff, we want... Every day there's a criteria of a fight going on in some reservation. And the big reservation is America, which is a falsified name of Turtle Island. So something is going on here. When you have semblance, people, okay, you have a right to respond to your accusers, all right? That's what semblance means, if you understand. The indigenous thought and philosophy is still a world controlled by men. And everybody trying to seek a fucking place called civil rights, you're stupid. Because the blacks tried it. And the only way they can get the blacks heard and spoke of is give them millions of dollars. They're always talking about reparations. And they want spots on national television and media. And so they gave them that. But here's the catch. It sounds good, and it looks good, but it ain't. In other words, what I always say, just because you look black and sound black don't mean you're black. Black comes with dignity. Most of all, black comes with a language. And when you take that language from a people and reduce them to your level, you're still quantifying that position to neutralize them, so they have no voice. Those voices can never, ever express what we're talking about. Indian people, you know tonight's our show. And I said it. Charge your phones up. Come on, people. I want to hear you. I want to hear you get mad and say what needs to be said.
Nobody needs to be afraid anymore.
Go right ahead. Keep going.
I'm just saying that nobody needs to be afraid. If we band together, we are stronger. In numbers, they can't destroy us. Don't let them. We're here. Fight. Do something. I never asked for anything, Doug Valley. Please. I just want a fair trial.
Come on, people. I need your help on the show. Come on, speak.
It's all political. It's all it is. Everybody's scared. They want to keep their jobs. This man has a lot of power. He used to be a vice chairman. That's why he has his hands in all these agencies. He's a chief. He's leading people the wrong way.
Hello?
I might just die for saying these things.
This is Jenny calling in from Northwest Montana from the Blackfeet Reservation. I'm listening to what Tyra is sharing with everyone out there. And if she don't mind if I ask her a few questions, it sounds like this house that you're talking about is on housing. Is it housing or private property?
It's all the agencies, the housing, the domestic violence, Rough River.
Okay, and why are they trying to evict you? What's the real reason why they're trying to evict you? Is it
because
your husband wants you out
of
there?
Has
those
a lot of power.
Children?
Of power. I have children, yes. I married this man 2 years ago. His brother sexually assaulted my niece, and so I left the home and came to my mother's, and I served him a no-contact order, and we went back to go get our belongings because my kids needed some clothes. He was still there. The perpetrator was there, so the police removed him, and we stayed home, and my husband never came home. He took everything, and he left just his ring, and I was afraid because I felt like he was going to retaliate against me for doing that to his brother, but his aunt is the one who filed it, which is a DP. So that's how it got passed. But no contact orders will be served because of the judge's friend. But DV's been to my house. They've all been harassing me, and they're employees, and it just seems like it's unreal, but it's really happening. I'm being attacked by these people. They want to fight me. They're trying to... They go to my business. I have videos. I have everything.
Yeah, because I know that the tribal housing is ran by the HUD program, you know, and they can't evict you just because that man wants you out of the house or what, and he's connected to all the people in the office, so they're all his friends and relatives. If you were back on your rent or what and stuff like that, you have a whole bunch of complaints or you're dealing out of your house and what, okay. But other than that, no. Is it because you have all those animals on the property because housing don't really allow that? Or what are they going on?
It's a home buyers program. They illegally took me off the home composition because he asked them what to do. So I have the emails proving that they were working and collaborating together, and housing told them what to do. But housing told me for 2 years that the only way I could get a house is if I removed myself from the house composition. But they did it. They illegally removed me. And now they're trying to override the courts and ask that it be out of the tribal courts and be dealt with housing themselves. They're trying to get me out.
That's because of what happened.
They have lawyers. They have lawyers in Twin Falls and in Mountain Home defending the housing. I just got served. Uh-huh. I'm getting served all kinds of stuff. And nobody's answering mine.
Because a lot of people, how our people who come on the reservation, they don't want to get involved, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they're worried about their grandchildren getting bullied by the by the family. So it just goes down to the floor.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved with that. Yeah, and just like you said, because they're afraid to lose jobs and lose their own homes. They're just harassed or denied services. That's how it is. That's how it's been. And I'm trying to figure out how do you stop it now. But I don't find any difference in the other reza. But that's the way it is. The world that we're living in.
And this is a domestic violence issue. They're enabling my abuser. These agencies that are paid by the government are enabling my abuser. I've already reported this to the Department of Justice as well in Washington. They're aware of what's going on.
Yeah. When are they going to stop it from going on?
I don't know until it gets bad, until somebody gets hurt. I'm out there in the dark by myself. They could come up there and, I don't have cameras. I don't have electricity for cameras. You know, I have cameras, but I don't have electricity. I mean, you know.
Well, why did they stop the electricity and what? How did they do that?
My husband. Since my name wasn't on the roster.
His husband told him that
they said
No.
Yeah, it's bad. I already reported to them, too. Better Business Bureau I got to do. There's just so much.
All because you know too much about this guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that was happening on our reservation last year. The chairman, his children were the biggest dealers on our reservation. And he went out to Canada for one of the Blackfoot Confederacy gatherings. And so they did a bust on his trailer there, and they found all this mess and fentanyl and stuff. And they decided to take him out of the chair but remain on the council. They decided, not the people didn't get to decide. So they left him in there. And just recently, again, it happened. So he's out of there. So, you know, there's ways of doing that. You can get him out of there. You can get him, you know.
I'm trying.
Stop him, you know. Because if we could do it up here, I'm sure others can do it too, because they're still catching a lot of them now. A lot of corruption, a lot of crooked cops, you know, and they're involved with a lot of corruption. I believe what you're saying and what, but, you know. How are you going to prove that this guy is involved with, you know, the drug part that you were explaining to me on the phone before? How are you going to prove that part?
Prove what?
That you explained to me on the phone in a conversation we had already about him being on drugs, using meth or whatever you were explaining to me. Because a lot of it connects to that.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of meth use. He uses fake pee to keep his job, and now he's messing around with the UA lady, which is really gross. To keep his job, I guess. It's crazy. It's like a freaking soap opera.
Yeah, where is your family? Why ain't your family supporting you? If you make it, I mean, not make it, but it sounds like you're like all alone. Where is your family?
Why I have my mom. I have my mom. She's here with me.
Nobody else? No relatives? Nothing?
They're all passed on.
No cousin? Nothing?
Yeah, but we weren't close. I grew up in the city. I was a city girl, and I came down here about 7 years ago, and I started a business 5 years ago, so I'm on my fifth year. I was just trying to do the right thing, you know, got married, started a business, took care of his kids, took care of my kids, did it with a good heart, did Sundance, I pierced for my people. I did it all with a good heart, and then this happened, so I'm taking this as a lesson, but it's not going to make me bitter. I'm doing it with love. I'm fighting with love right now. That's all I have is my heart, and I'm not going to let it break me, what's happening. But I do want to help women and children.
Yeah, you know, just what you said, you know, you gotta remember this. You're not the first one, and you're not the only one that went through that. That still goes through that. You know, the ones that live out in the urban city, you know, like you explained, you went home, you got involved with the tradition or whatever you wanted to be a part of, and then you feel like you're going to make a change, but it don't happen like that. It really don't. I had a nephew that, you know, went out and chased the white man's education, went to the university, learned about people and history and everything, and then in his mind, he got the same thing. He thought he was going to go home and save all of us, you know. But nobody cared. I told him, I said, yeah, back then it used to work that way. Those old ones, they go out there and learn as much as you can about them, and then come back to help your people. Now, today, it don't work like that anymore. Those people, most of the people that are sitting in their offices, that's what they didn't come back. But it's just all about business on our reservation. Mm-hmm. And that's what's hard. Yeah. What happened?
We need a shelter for women.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of young women that are just like you, you know, looking at homeless or homeless or in a shelter on a reservation. A lot of them ain't drug users and alcohol or what. Mm-hmm. But the majority of it, what's happening is the same thing. And then you feel like nobody wants to hear or nobody understands you, and then you're wondering about, you know, a lot of things that's happening. You see what's happening on the reservation because you're out in the urban world, and then you come home and see it. Yeah, it happens a lot. A lot of our people, and then they don't want to be there because they want to leave. You know? Well, go to another reservation and be no different. So then you go back out to the city.
If we could just help each other, you know, it should be that way. We should always help each other. It seems like everybody's self-serving.
People are destroyed because of this. All what took us. That's what happened. And people, you don't even understand. Like, they don't even care.
Right. Now it's a fight between good and evil. You know, that's all it comes down to. It's good and bad.
White man's teaching.
There's the truth and there's the lies.
Still seeking that, you know, and then we want to be sitting in these big old skyscrapers, business offices, trees, and something. Huh? Yeah, you're not by yourself. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you.
Don't feel like the whole world is against you and it's only you that it's happening to, huh?
All I know is I want to help people from this experience and use the bad for good.
Yeah. That's all I want to ask. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bless you.
Yep, you too.
Is there any more people out there? Come on in the show. Come on.
Oh, you know, appreciate you. Thank you. This is Kenneth Cassius calling from Duck Valley Indian Reservation, Northern Nevada, Owyhee, Nevada. I just heard some of the, my phone's been getting chopped off here. I had to call in three times. But anyhow, I caught some of what was said. And the bottom line here where we're located is our people here. I've been here all my life, 54 winters. I see, I know what's going on. Our people here are so, they're like little children. They don't like to step on one another's toes. I mean, it's not that. They don't want to hear the truth. And they don't stand behind one another. We don't stand behind one another. I, for one, ain't going to fucking stand behind them when they're going to only meet me halfway. I need somebody that's going to stand behind me that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. So when I say that, because that's how our people are here on this reservation. But a lot of it goes back to all that, what I just got through saying. Our people, they don't, they know what all the injustices are, what's happening, but they don't want to bring this forth to what's going on, to what's really going on and expose it. There's a lot of things that a tribal government, which is supposed to, they say, is supposed to be here for our people to watch and take care of us, but that doesn't happen anymore. Thank you, Jenny, for what you said. That's very true. It's not like that anymore with the education, what the old people said. That's very true. But a lot of things that the tribal government, they when things are going on like this, they find some excuse to put in there to fulfill what needs to be done the right way. And they want to throw everything and anything in there, like separation of powers, they say. Bullshit. That don't fucking happen here. That don't happen here. I know that. I've been through it. All these injustices. I've worked in most of the department here. And I know each program, how they work and what they do. It's who you are. It's not what you know. That's how it is here. I brought when Uncle Chirupa came out here, I took him around and showed him a lot of these things, what he mentioned in the past, and I'll say it again to these, where all these things that happen. Showed him our Sundance grounds, showed him where John Trudell and Tina, where that happened, that took him over there, and many other places we went and saw. Saw other people here that were on the council at that time, took them around, showed him. And he was very pleased with all what was going on. And he asked me, he says, why don't you guys do anything about it? At that time, this is maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And he came down. And we held a little at the HDC, our local HDC, to have our people get involved and bring these things forth. But there was people there, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 people. But since then, nobody's hasn't really done anything. And that fucking pisses me off. I say that because we tried our very best to do these things for our people, for our children. All our elders are gone on here. And that leaves us, people my age and the younger ones that are wanting this change, and especially these little ones. And that hurts me to see what's going on. And I wish, hey, how come these guys don't come together and, you know, put their differences aside and something can be done? but they don't happen like that. They, like Jenny said, you know, they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to be a bad person, be singled out. You know, that's how it is here. Our reservation is so small. We all know one another. You know, our children. Everybody just knows one another. But that's one of the reasons why, the main reasons why people don't say nothing. Just what I got through explaining. But nevertheless, you know, me anyway, pray that things will be okay for our people. We're so dependent on this government, this white man government, you know, that, you know what, those guys, we're so small of a tribe that, you know, shit, we're going to fall flat on our face because they don't know how to manage money. They don't know how to do those things, but they claim that, hey, I got this paper saying that I got this kind of degree. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. Bull fucking shit. If you did, we would be in a better situation than we are in today. What does that tell you? But I'm doing my best to, you know, I got my little one here. She's my tail. I don't want to be cussing around her too much, but she's right on my tail. But anyway, I want to share that, taking care of stuff out here and listening at the same time. I just want to say a hello to each and every one of you again. It's been a few weeks. And those are the things that are going on here on this reservation today as we speak. Let's say that much for now, Aru.
Thank you, Aru.
Is there anyone else out there? Come on in. Come on, people. We're at the top of the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 7:58. We've got an hour left to expose most of the stuff that's going on. Come on, people. This is your show. That's why it's called the Lakota Oyate Hour. 2 hours. I've listened to a number of statements. So come on, people. All right, it's getting quiet and nobody wants to say nothing. Come on, people. Come on, help me out.
This is Jenny again.
Come on.
I wanted
Jenny.
I'm going to bring up, we're always, you know, trying to explain or put out or understand for our own people to realize what we're saying about misuse and abuse of the ceremonies. And the reason why I'm going to bring this one up, because I know I explained to you before, Chalupa, about how the Crazy Dog Society up here, how they did my brother wrong. And they had a lot of Pope people there that year, 2013, when he was going to do his piercing Sunday. And there's this white guy, white Polish guy named Bart. I can't pronounce his last name, but he was a Polish guy. Well, recently there was a posting put out on social media about this guy. They're having some type of ceremony over there in Poland.
Uh-huh.
And one of our members she posted out there how it's basically don't agree with that, what they're doing over there, how this guy claimed that he's a Polish Blackfeet chief and his wife, you know, going on and on. Okay? And now she's upset. This lady's upset because she sees, you know, what's happening and it's not right anymore. What they're doing. And the crazy part about this is this lady, Belinda Boshu, she was a part of the crazy dog, and she still is a part of the crazy dog. And all of a sudden, she's going to get upset about it when this is what I went against them in 2013 when I shut the down, having two bunch of Polish people there and how I lectured on them about what they're doing, that's wrong, that's not the Blackfoot teaching. Oh, and these Polish people were buying into the ceremony and all that crap. Hmm? So I had to shut them down. I had to get a hold of my own mentors, my grandfathers up there in Canada to let them know, you know, what's going on down here. So when you're actually raised, you know, with our teachings and understanding, you know how to respect it, and you know it's not for sale. Like with the Black Hills, they're not for sale. That's how we're supposed to look at our ceremony. Teaching today because we have too many, you know, white people and even black people and, you know, are involved with our ceremonies today. When I was listening to that summit meeting or gathering, that treaty meeting or what, I heard that one of those elderly men talking the same way about it. And he disagrees with how the pipe is, you know, being handed over to the white man and white woman more than our own people, and the pipe not supposed to be given, wasn't given to those people. You know, how explaining it. So a lot of this is coming out today. These are the things that, you know, that myself, I pay attention to because it is. They use it like a game, like it's a game, but for the people that were raised with and understood the teachings and their own grandparents, they know it's not a game. And so it's like the people today, you know, anybody and everybody wants to be a medicine man. You speak a little bit of, you know, that and what. And the white man right now is going to believe you. The white woman's going to believe you and start throwing dollars at you. So that's what, to me, it's, you know, the past few OCON that I went to and I heard about, and one, that's why we don't allow them on in the ceremony. They just kind of, they're not, you know, supposed to be a part of the ceremony. You could pray for them, but you cannot involve them in the ceremony because the women, they come on there thinking that they're, you know, it's time to find your man. And then they say it distracts the man from his prayers because that they dress, you know, the way they are. And our people need to start understanding that, you know, that if you don't like the understanding that they're becoming us more than ourselves, and then stop. Quit inviting them. Quit making them sound like you're going to save their life or what, because you can't. That's not true. So a lot of this is starting to come out today, you know, which myself, you know, I am. I'm thankful and grateful it is now. Because we have a lot of issues like that, even with the recent lady from the college tribe over in, on the West Coast. She was saying that she was a white buffalo calf woman. So I know we had her on one radio station one time. Her chairwoman over there was on radio station. So she sent us letters so that we can, you know, use those if we want to go in the front of our own council on issues like that. So today it's like, we don't, there's all kinds of rights that we have to look at as far as being who we are, you know, supposed to be who we are. And a lot of it is true, like Chinupa says, oh, those are human rights. Those are our rights. And then we're all trying to talk to bring back, you know, the understanding, the teaching and what. But that's the problem because most of the children today are born into this this world thinking all of this is normal. They're, you know, like we thought everything was normal. I thought everything was normal when I was a little girl. That's what this world's supposed to be. But as you start growing older and start listening to your grandparents, you were at the ceremonies with them. You involved your family was part of that whole understanding of what the pipe was given for. And they carried all that. They went through all of what we're talking about. So when people say, well, like that, and I'm thinking, well, you weren't there, but, you know, our old ones went through. But it's still happening today, though. And a lot of our people don't understand what their rights really are, how to use them. So a lot of people, you know, will think that, oh, you should know these things. And, well, why was I supposed to know these things when nobody ever told me? Well, there's a lot that we're still learning every day. So I don't know how social media is going to help us, you know. Because I know Facebook ain't the answer to everything, you know. But we got to look at what's really taking place, the bigger picture, understanding what we're talking about.
Is your name Jenny?
So yeah, Jenny.
Okay. I don't know about over there, but I've been in the Sundance Circle for about 5 years. And there's a lot of people using bad things in there. And I've had to see some pretty crazy things. There's a person that went down there knowing they were on their period, you know, just like to try to hurt people there. It's getting scary. Like I said, it's the fight between good and evil now. We all have to be aware. We have to be awake. We need to be awake. And purify our hearts.
Well, you got to understand what's given for first, you know, and what the teaching's really about. But I don't want to talk really much about that on social media, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just common sense, you know, just understand things right and listen to what the older ones are sharing with us and what, because if we don't, then we're forever going to be blind and deaf and, you know, and totally distracted, you know, by all this materialistic, all this entertainment and these big city lights and, you know. So there was something, yeah, like we talked up here, you know, it was given to our women and it's something that was strong and understanding, but today, you know, the men don't really listen to the women either, huh? Much as they want us to hear them. And when you do, it's like, all right, well, what is it? Hell then, boy, it's never going to work until our people all come together. It's not just one traveling all over the world, you know, talking, she's sick, yes, no, Earth is sick, you know. Ever since they came, you know, our world is right here, beneath our own 2 feet. You know, it's not over there. So now we have to understand what happened, so we know what's going on today. It's not easy, you know, to just think it's going to fix itself. People's got to do it. Everybody's busy fighting each other about the past and all that. Their own personal life and past. Elders don't really say much anymore. They just want quiet, but they pray every day. Waiting for one day that hope actually will be free from all of this. So. Well, yeah, you just got to listen. What they're sharing, what they're telling you, or what, you can't deny what they're saying, because everything I was told and understood what those old ones or people were saying is happening today, so. Anyway, that's what it is.
Is there any other callers out there that are tuning in to the Lakota Oyate Hours? Is anyone else out there? We have two women and two men on the show expressing their concerns about what they see and how they're, you know, looking at the spiritual aspects of it. And if there's other callers, come on in, man. We're at the top of the hour of 10 minutes after 8. Because the reason why we ask you guys to come on, you all like to talk on the phone to visit and correspond. So do it on a radio show. What troubles you? What you see in your reservation? What you see in your surrounding communities? So come on, people. Come on in.
Ashamed of the red.
Okay, let me add some fuel to this fire before we get to the top of the hour, before we close. All right, so you heard from this young lady, Tyra, talk about her situation up in Duck Valley. Then you heard Jenny from Montana expressing her understanding of what she sees and what she was learned and taught by her elders. Then you heard my nephew, Kenny, talked about all the stuff that's going on, and it still goes on in Duck Valley. Well, people, listen to this, okay? And I'm going to take it very seriously this way and aim it at everyone. The reason why, and in the white man's term, in the white man's language, I'm going to use it. Then I'll transmogrify it back into Lakota. But I'm going to give you the English parts of it so you guys can get it. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. We always claim to have some kind of strong propaganda, and this propaganda is about, you know, the necessities, okay? Bringing, you know, to speedy conclusions that are unconstitutional and trying to find ways to end colonialism in any form, okay? Which is best upon it, how do you want to say in the white man's term, manifest destinations or manifest destiny, okay? So here we are in 2023 seeing history repeat itself. History repeat itself, okay? One more time. History is repeating itself. So this time they're doing it through a machine, computer, Facebook, TikTok, and all that other shit that these white people are monitoring from space and then everything else. So if they give you marijuana in your reservations, they shut you up. And you know all them people that use drugs, alcohol. Okay? So they shut them up. They keep that separation of power. Okay? We can all come together if the form is really legitimate to aim at a system that's already broke. And that sewer system is really bad. That's why it stinks. So when you subject yourself, people, listen to me. Subject yourself as a people. Take the time to alienate yourself. Because the subjugation is about dominion, which dominates everything. And it also gives you the will to what? Use exploitation. When you exploit things, it becomes your own denial of a constitution which vests upon your own fundamental human rights. Contrary, that's what they say, okay? By being a scholar of these fields, of these necessities of law, people around the world, they always say we want peace. You can never have peace because you don't even know what it means. That's just a word in white man's phonics. Whether you are cooperative with it or you have a cooperation in it, all right? So needless to say, the hard parts that go on in Indian country, we're all civilized, we're assimilated. We're invigorated. Okay? Well, all of it. This is what the white man wanted so he can constantly look. The biggest example to see what is failing Indian country is this, people. Listen to me. And I know you guys don't want to listen to this truth. This truth is hard to explain to a lot of you because you all know English, and that's the only thing you know, okay? But that's not my fault. It's your fault. The reason why we have inadequacy in a political form, the economic system, okay, through education, sociological deformatory, that perpetuates the different denying power of what independence is. No man on this earth or woman has power of knowledge. The only people that have power of knowledge is life givers. And that's a woman with children. Okay? And you men don't like to hear this shit. Goddamn. Men, listen. You wouldn't have life if it wasn't for the female counterpart. So I say it that way. Because a lot of you guys, you have that sociological deformatory brewing in your heart, but at the same time, you know the things are going on in your reservations. You know what's happening. But it's a system. It's colonialism created by white people. These are human rights violations. God damn. So we sit here and listen to everybody talk about it. One thing we must do, quit talking about Sundances and spiritual shit. It has no place on the radio. That's the white man's way. The white man bastardizes everything. So now we're saying it. Well, me, I believe this way. I believe Wolakota. So I don't talk about it. I'm going to mention people being bad with it. We are told not to do these things. This is why it falls back on us. And I've said it in the opening show. When you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. What becomes unknown, you want to destroy. Duh. Make sense? Yes. So here we are in 2023 dealing with white man phonics. The white man created this. But we're not blaming him. We're not talking about him. Well, Chinupa's going to talk about him as we reach the top of the hour. Why we are being persecuted? Why are we being neglected? Why cannot the Indian people, indigenous people, the Lakota people, and I'm using the word Lakota to describe all of you, why are we being neglected with our own means of importance? They took our buffalo away and replaced them with beef. Okay? So when you take a people away from the forest, what does that tell you? You take everything from him, even his name, and you replace it with his. And that's just why I get frustrated. Because every time when we talk about these things on the show, none of you, I repeat, none of you blame the white man. We have to blame that racist white devil. That doesn't create self-determination. That sure in the hell ain't a virtue. Freely, when you determine, these are his words we're using, okay? At the same time, you show me, and you tell me this on national radio, and I don't care who's running the show. You show me where the animals can get on a radio show and politics. Show me where the eagles can all the birds of that have wing and feathers and talons to come on the show and talk spiritual. Show me where that will exist. It'll never exist. It'll never. Why? The four-legged and the winged creatures don't believe in manifest destiny. They don't believe in manifest destination. They don't believe in that. They are beings of being free and independent, so they can deal with themselves and things that surround them. And when they learn each other, they learn that the system of a white man, a two-legged white man, has entered their territorial boundary. I say this way because I'm sitting back. I'm computer illiterate, and I thank the grace for great mystery for making me stupid and dumb when it comes to the machine. It's bad enough I use the phone. But the written illustrations, okay, they already paved the way for us to bring charges against the system. The tribal governments, the business councils are part of the system. We have to blame them where it came from. The indoctrination of our people is showing exactly the whole assembly of the failure of how we are becoming today. Our pain is being rewritten again. Our suffering is being written again. Our struggle is being written again. And it's all rewritten again because America loves to repeat history. That white man loves it when we all can't get along. And you support it. All of you do. Don't say you don't. God damn it, I live in this shit every day. So as a talk show host for our radio, the Lakota Oyate Hours, okay? No one will ever talk about why we should be independent to overthrow these systems. Lithuania did it. Bolivia did it. The Mohawk of the Six Nations, the Iroquois Confederacy, still doing it to this day, living on independence. We're all being denied it because we're caught up with these colonial conscripts that neutralize your very right to your human identity of being free and left alone. That repressive measure, in the white man's term, is directed at us. So they keep making us coal that choose to never seize the order of the white man. The order of the white man, okay? And all you Indian people, quit talking about peace. We don't have peace. We never heard of that word until the white man got here. We have names for our stuff that is not identical to white philosophical standards. People, go look at it all over the world. In Japan, when they greet you, in Lakota country, we say, Hokahe, Ampetuaste, Tanwachionke, Wopila, okay? Those are our words. You go to Japan, when they greet another fellow person from another country, they say, Kestawe, Ohio. Kestawe, Ohio. It's a greetings form in Japan, okay? Then when you go to India, what do they say over in India? Hasto Namaste. Hasto, namaste. Okay? These are words. Don't laugh about it. These are real shit. This is, you all want to talk like a white man, but you don't blame him. You don't blame the half-breeds. You don't blame the tribal government. You don't blame the...
Well, how are you going to blame the tribal government?
Hold on now. Hold on. Listen. That's the problem. You like to interrupt, okay? There's plenty of time.
I'm just telling you, too.
Listen, you don't even want to listen either. Listen. Again. Just listen. When you emancipate yourself from all these colonial conscripts, it's sad that Chinupa's using his damn phone to communicate people, okay, and with them. All right? 10 to 1. If the great mystery knocks on your door right now and he taps on it and you open it, and whether he speaks in the language And if you white men are listening, if he talks English to you, what are you prepared to do to acknowledge him? This is the problem, people. We have forgotten who in the hell we are. We can say it in any form of a word, but it's not ours until we use ours. The hard parts are this. We have children right now. Okay? Right now. Children that are crying themselves to sleep. Why? Because their bellies are empty. So they got no necessity of goodwill because mom and dad are on drugs or on alcohol and screaming and shouting on a phone with somebody because they're troubled inside, painly and otherwise. They want to call and get tough and say all this bad shit to you. I get that all the time from my own people. All the time. Okay? So I deal with that. I live in that. But why don't you guys call the white man and tell that white man, hey, I'm drinking your poison. I'm doing your drugs. You created this havoc, white man. You did this to me. I didn't do nothing to you but trying to help you get out of dormancy. And we can do it. It's never a first until we try. And we can do it. And it takes the will of people. You don't have to talk spirituality. We know that. You keep giving information to that white man. That young lady talked about it. Little Jenny talked about it. We keep giving it away. Okay? But when we give it to that white man, we're not telling him, hey, tell your people to leave us alone. Quit taking our kids away. Quit making us homeless. We are tired. We are hungry. We want to be free and left alone. And not once tonight did I hear you talk about being free and left alone. That's why we can never come together. We want the things that the white man wants. I don't want nothing from that white man, that racist white. I don't want nothing from him. It's bad enough I'm driving his cars. It's bad enough I'm using his phone. That white man did this. And it hurts us. It hurts us. So here's the purpose. The purpose can be far and greater if we see the picture. We've been so colonized, assimilated, all of it's in our mind. We don't know how to be the Indian we once were used to, according to our elders and our women. We don't know how. And it's hard balancing the white man's way with ours as the people still struggling to remain free and independent. That's the hard part, free and independent. It was not the core tonight. And I did mention that at the beginning of the show. This understanding, people. Disruption, okay? Disruption will always be a national unity amongst other countries that are facing the same thing. A disruption of unity. It's there. There's no principles. There's no purposes to implement why we want to be free and left alone. I'll tell you why I want it so bad. If we have freedom, we can do what we need to do as a people and share it with our own the way our ancestors been doing it. That's freedom. And if we have independence, we don't have to tell them to bother us. We take care of it. We go to the young lady's husband, we take him out in the wilderness and beat the crap out of him. Traditionally, our way. But the white man's way has been indulged in our brain. We're like him now. It's a struggle. It's tough and ugly. But it's the truth, whether you like it or not. That's why we have failed our ancestors' way of telling us. They said in my language, they said, prepare for the future. How many people know that? None. The first thing they're going to do to prepare for their future, drugs, alcohol, get drunk, bother people, phone or otherwise. It's here. Don't you hear what that little Tyra said? Her relative, her niece or daughter, which is her daughter anyway, has been a victim of that circumstance created by white people. If it was ancient way, traditional, we would have fixed that problem right away. And you know that, indigenous people. But see, the white man has weakened our ability to think free and independent. Now, the great mystery didn't say, Sanupa, here's the Bible. Go preach the word of gospel to your fellow man. That would be insane. That's like putting a loaded gun in my hand and telling me to pull the trigger and blowing my fucking brains out. The great mystery didn't say that. It's a cultivated way of life that people are that are white that ran from oppression brought it here. Those people can't do it to their own. They can't. White people will never do that to their own. Look at it. That's the failure. I'm not talking morality here. I'm talking freedom and independence. I want to be left alone. But we can never have it because we're still barking at the white man because of his condition. He's not going to honor him. He's not going to honor us. So we have to take it from a level far beyond. And the unidrip. We have tons and tons of good spiritual people that claim that, okay? Spiritual. Even though spiritual people cannot fucking stand up and help our people. I kid you not. The Lakota people are trying to take the Sundance to Devil's Tower. This is how stupid we Indians became. And they're going to do it. There are messages out there where people are fighting over this stuff. Who created that? We didn't. You and I just got here. That sacred Sanupa's creating that. Because it's told not to teach people that do not have pure hearts. And we're all caught in it, even Sanupa. I don't have a goddamn pure heart, but at least I cleaned up my backyard. That's the hard part. So now I go with this understanding. We're on our way to the top of the hour of 9 o'clock. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give it to you all back to do your closing remarks. And here it is, people. Mitaki epi le chalakis e kawachi mitaki lila nabsake. Now we try a mitaki mitrosniki kach uliewa. Mitra, we try a mitaki le lakota wa aglake kile hena onki epi. Hoyunka ampetu onzi. Nampetu kile, toke we kuta yashni hani. We choka kile iwa aglake kile lena milahanska tropi. Wasichuki. Milahanska na wasichuki, hena we choike nuki, hena epi. Ska we chasha. Hena taku shiksicha unke uspapi kehe yankechto. Ka uspapi kehe echa yanke. Na tueni hechus ewankabo iwogla kabo kichni. You ha ya skatapi. So you ha ya skatapi hunta mitakipi. Nisha oyate ni top. Dak shika heno kyu tops niki. Ayapach papi. Ni echa hechanopi. Ayakach papi le. Dak shika heno kyu tops ni heno yanke. Heon sha suta woyuk sankile. Olus pap oyakipsni. Wolak hotakile. Ho. Tokata kya wamak haskakile na echa. Kaka hinap khamna wania kapi ok shamsha is tu khala wambli o atiki makhpi atakya ka homni iapi na wania kapi na woche ke kakapi na huto paki isha hechupi ho When I is dumb, le one eight, you talk to Lessius, Emil Huska, and Kachpa, Kile, Hena etcha wosu takile, Kaksab, Egna Kabo Kitchni, as Iniasni, Hessius, was there kati. Was it your killena, Dark Sitza, and no stone capiki, Hena on Kit Hopsni, Hena Kopi. Cha Iniasni, Hessius, we agla Lessius in Nazimpi. Dark Wellaka. Ulako tapi kia hetsu se ho on kit kampi. Sa ho on kit kampi, wa kanki le lu haya skatabi, na nisha hena sloya. Na mie wan blake. Es tagne he o apka, na tagne he o maajasne. Ia, matrasne. Malako ta. Sa tchokata ke tokte o maanik te kile. Uchi matra, ankata hetsu se chamo. Na matu enishni, es. Chenupa gloha money lectures, statu, o consul augna, warlock in o chichaka. Dakulina ya chipik de hunter. Yuk tempo, trokatakia, o yaska hunter. Na o trokatakia lectures the air to on her, we chiska lectures in Nazi, dakuk ashkak be yanked. Hohena e honey, o yate on kitrapi, no wamaka ska on spell capi. As to any hitches the umshni. No one need to kill it, Hoxha. What can I say? I walk like a. Kya hit you say? Najibi. No, we know that. No, what can I kill? No, Isha. I walk like a. A stone hit you say? Najibi. He na it's a workshop. I kill he young cakes to me that keepi. I stuck well like a. Tackle na luhap I kill luhstampi. Mila has got a wap he kill he was there like a. Cha le cha la ke se tako e pre ki le ka pe og na le si se ka ho ye wa ki ho ka ta ke wa ka ki le e wa gna ho he ka pe ye te ta ko ni ye se tu ke li la ota le wi cha sha ki le o ka se la he on ko pi to ni o tra na le si se tu wa sloi ki na wo na on ki ni chuk te ke he o tra na on ko ki apsni cha on ko ki apsni ha ta da ni na ku ya bo ya ki apsni. So when I let you say blue toxic, we're like hot in church. We're at 3:37 on our way to 9 o'clock. What I said in the language was so pure and profound is that there's no cursing in it. There's no cursing language in our language. But the honesty is what I gave you. The honesty is that we continue to serve the purpose of the white man. And he laughs at us. You'll never be white. I don't care if we forced our language upon you. You little savages. He's laughing at us. So is his children. And his wife is doing the same thing while she's picking her nose and scratching her butt crack because her hemorrhoids are acting up. And she's laughing at us like that. That's how sick the white man is. But yet, we red people, we don't do that because we have honor for our body. Mm-hmm. We have honor for that. And we don't play with our sacred way of life like the white man. Oh, every Wednesday night is Bible study. Even in somebody's house, it's Bible study. Shit, get the F out of here, white man. And then Sunday comes around, you take a basket around, and you tell people to give you donations, but yet you drive a brand new car. Your wife's wearing a mink coat, and you guys go congregate because you go to your country clubs in America. You all go there and you bastardize language. We got the native people gone, and we're working on the rest of them, but what are we going to do with the Hispanic people? Harold, how are we going to deal with them? Don't you see? We love what we're doing by destroying races. That's white people for you. Don't you know what goes on in the country club? That's what they do. I've been there, done that, and stopped it from then letting somebody of color go in there. And I try to tell you, Indian, go check it out, but you won't do it. This is what I'm saying to you all. And now I close with this. I'm a man of a prestigious know-how. And I mean a prestigious know-how. And it's hard for me to express this understanding to you, both in my language and English. Because the English language is so barbaric, it cusses. It degrades women and children and people, the English language. Yes, it sure does. It not only degrades the people and children and women, it degrades the animals too. Did you ever hear a white man? Did you ever hear a white man say to you when you went by, "Oh, what the hell is that dumbass Indian doing here? Hey, man, dumbass, why you drive by like that?" That goes on in their head every day. That white man is a living proof that he's a white devil. A white devil, man. Why do you think the kids, our Indian children, cry when they see that man? And he can have a cowboy hat on, and they'll still cry at him. That's the devil in true form. I know what it is to hate, because I looked the word up and I lived with it. But the only person that's born with racism is that white man, because that's what the devil does. To make a long story short, people, we can talk all we want philosophically and otherwise, even with knowledge. But at the same time, if we're not going to take this vocabulary seriously, then why are we, as a two-legged people, struggling to remain free, not looking at where the problem came from? Who ever heard of indigenous people, no matter what tribe they are in Turtle Island, ever agreed to having a tribal government, yet alone a business council? Duh. Is that indigenous? Is that us? Hell no. That's white man. And we don't know how to act white. We've been bearing his names for so damn long and using his language for so damn long. We can never be white. Right there. That's a human rights violation. But we're stupid enough to allow it continuously. And I go back to this little sequel. If I was up there in Duck Valley right now, I don't give a shit about cops. I don't give a shit about jail. I don't care about prison. We're living in prison, and that's your home. You got a key to get in it? They take your lights off like controlled movement? That's what they do. So you're living in your own prison. You forgot that. Our structure of living is a teepee. And we moved it. We took our house with us wherever we went. Wherever the buffalo went, we followed. That was our way. And that white man, that racist white devil, reduced us to his level. He's comfortable in it. He's happy. If you ever see a white man in jail, he'll kick his legs up on a steel bunk and just sit there and relax. Because that's his way. There are four basic things that come with the white man. And white man, you're listening to this. This is you, white man. Number one, you're pale, white man. Number two, white man, you're hairy. Number three, white man, you're the only one that's ugly on this earth. And number four, white man, you stink. You stink. Those are the four basic elements you're trying to contaminate my people with, the red man. And you black people, you're allowing them to do that. Wake up. And you yellow people, do the same thing. Wake up. If you allow that white man to continue to do what he's doing, he'll torture you, and then he'll kill you. That's the name of the game of the white man. He's trying to get rid of us. And so I close with this. I'm giving you guys 15 minutes to open up with your last and final remarks, and we'll see you all next week next Friday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Please bring some guests with you. Don't be scared. And those complaints I asked about, I need them. I need them. Somebody encourage that young lady. Get on it. The complaint driven. But I need these programs and the people's name, even if it's a director and your tribal chairman. I will go after him. Mm-hmm. So let's have our last closing remarks as we go. Back to you all. Come on aboard.
Hello, I just thought that was when I was me laughing around. Hey, man, I wasn't laughing at trying to be disrespectful or anything. That was the truth. I'm laughing because that's the truth. People don't want to fucking hear the truth. And that's the goddamn truth. They don't want to blame nobody. But when I was talking, I said, we're so dependent on the government. That's my blame right there.
Beautiful blame. I guess I'm not alone, people. I got my nephew in the corner with me. You two ladies, Jenny, Clara, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Let me hear your closing remarks.
I like the fact that you brought up about being free and left alone, because that's exactly what would make me feel good right now, just to be left alone and let me live my life, because I've been stressing over all this stuff and I'm not even living. You know, I'm just trying to survive now. It's like basically surviving, being bullied by everybody. And I just want to be free. I hope we can make a change together.
And we will. We will.
We just got to get you here now, huh?
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Miss Jenny, you out there? Come on in. Come on, Miss Jenny. Jenny going once? Jenny going twice? Come on, Jenny. Any last-minute thoughts and comments? Come on. We're at the top of the hour, getting ready to close. Okay. The top of the hour now is 8:49. We got 10 minutes left. 11, actually. Well, here, if she don't want to comment, hey, I'm going to step up and close it this way. People, this is Chinupa, your brother. The man that defends children and our elders and women, okay? And my animals. I love dearly, too, my animals. We can talk a good game about the life that we live in, but it's never going to be orchestrated until we quit reminding ourselves that we're a damn mannequin. The mannequin can't walk. The mannequin can't talk. That's what we are today, Indian people, and you know it. And if that sounds offensive, you call me, 605-517-2621 or 605-517-1547, and I'll debate. And I'll have an understanding with you. I take full responsibility of my words and actions because it's not to offend you. It's not to belittle you. It's to remind you who did that to you. Chinupa didn't do it. That white man did. The white man took everything from us, and he replaced it with his way of life. Can't you see? Did they promise the black people 40 acres and a mule? Did they fulfill it? And all the treaties they written with us. As long as the rivers flows and the grass grows, this land will always be yours. Did they fulfill it? Open up your eyes and see, no matter what white man, even a black man, if you put in that White House, things will always get worse every day, every second, every moment, every minute. That's what the white man wants. He wants the people of color gone. But here's the truth, white man. The people you belittled so bad, you hated and murdered and destroyed countless amounts of babies, our children, white man. Now you're the minority. You are that minority, white man. You did that. And we, people of color, need to understand that. We will regain our freedom of independence in the end. I'm going to be an old-time man to see it, but it's going to prevail. I kid you not. Take my word to your bank and see if the bank will accept it. They won't. They won't. Because that's what makes the world go around. The world. Globally. Take a look at Neptune. Take a look at Pluto. Take a look at Jupiter. Do you see people fighting over there with their animals? Those are planets in our solar system. Ain't nobody dropping a bomb on each other over there, huh? You don't see mass murders of kids being removed, women being raped, men being murdered. That white man, that devil, that's a devil. Hey, Wakushichahechox. But you guys are too busy. Oh, come here, Mr. White Man. Let me rub some soap on you to clean you. Oh, Mr. White Man. Mr. White Man, I love you. I thank you for all the misery and hurt you put on me. Come here, Mr. White Man. I love it that you murdered my kids. Mr. White Man, you raped my mom. I thank you for that. This is how you people are becoming. So you go ahead. Play Indian. Play spiritual. Play with it all. The third eye is watching you. And that's the eye you can't see. And that's the great mystery, the mother of all mothers, our mother, the earth. And all the animal and winged creatures are watching you. All of you failed at purpose in humanity. We must bring this. I told this to many people. We need to file a genocide complaint against this white man. And with that, when it brings him to his knees, we carry the next fight. It's called propadeutic fundamental practice. It's a Latin term because the white race has eliminated countless amounts of people where those people cannot reproduce themselves. And they did it with the animals. My God, people, help me out. I can't do this by myself. You know the problem. God damn. You seeing it happening in front of your eyes, man. And there are people like Chinupa and many others that are willing to express his heart's gratitude of pointing the finger at that white man. Don't you see that white man wants us dead? He'll do anything in his power to make it happen. He teaches others colors of man to do the same thing. Other colors of man are doing the same thing the white man's doing, and they're doing it to their own people, oppressing their own. It came from him. It started from Rome to Mesopotamia, to the Greeks, to the Egyptians, to the Mediterraneans, and now the Americans. They're all offsprings of those people. Rape. That's what the white people love to do. Hell, he'll rape his own grandmother and his mom. And there are issues and understandings of illustration of the white man doing that to his own kids. And yet you guys are still fighting over cracker crumbs broke on your damn table. Shit, man. Come on, man. Help me. We need to expose that guy. And that's where the answer lies. And I say that with this. I thank you all for tuning in. Kyra, Kenny, Jenny, Oyate, I thank you guys for tuning in on the Lakota Oyate Hours. This is a powerful show that speaks its mind, its heart, its anger, its pain, its suffering, its cry. It's a show that gives you the ability to voice your concern and expose the hatred of what this white man is doing. Because every day that white man is praying to his God, whoever he is, to eliminate us before the world ends. And the world will never end, white man. That's why he's building these nuclear neutron bombs to eliminate the Earth. Well, what's he going to do? Try to go to space? Space don't want him either. They know if there's anybody out there. That's why they keep using technology. We're going to send a satellite up there. We're going to send a rocket. Everything that goes up, people, they all come back down. That's how stupid that white man is. Now, you check us out as indigenous people. We go up, right, in age, but we never come back down. We know our ways, but the white man, hey, he's on his verge to his hell. And if I have any power in myself as a human being, I want that fucker to get down to hell as quick as he can. I'm tired of living amongst white people. Them sons of bitches are barbaric and brutal. And if that sounds blasphemous to talk about that on tonight's radio show, the Lakota Oyate Hours, well, so be it. Thank you all for tuning in to the greatest show in Lakota country. On behalf of the Lakota, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, Blackfeet, Nez Perce, Apache, and many others that stood up to the might of the white man's military, I say good night from here in Lakota country, and take that opportunity to put help on Tyra to get that information to Chinupa so I can get this complaint filed in the appropriate means. Thank you for listening in to the Lakota Oyate Hours, and we'll see you all next week on the show in heavy metal, they say, the only show with teeth. Wopilatanka to all of you. Have a good rest of the weekend, and take care, and good night. Hokae from the Pioneers Indian Reservation, your host, Chanupa Gluhamani of the Chuntet in the Okolakiche. Hokae! Aho! Wopila! Hopa! Hopa!
Bless you.